Hey, Mem Beis. The Pasuk in Pirkei Parashmikis tells us that Yosef, they come down to Mitzrayim, they see Yosef at the first time. We spoke about a little bit in the Shmuz, and we see Yosef. So he tells them, Meraglim, you guys are Meraglim, and they said, no, we're 12 children. And with one of the sons of one man, one of the sons is not here, and one of the sons is with the father. Oh, that's said, because you're Meraglim, because Rashi brings down, oh, let's say you would find the one, what would you do? We'd start up. So he takes Shimon, and he hides him, he puts him in jail. And he says, listen, this is what I have, this is my offer. You want to get out of here alive, I have one offer. You got to go and bring your brother, the small brother, bring him to me, prove your worth, prove you're just. If you do that, then what's it called? Then it's possible for you guys to get out of here. You get him back, and you guys will be proven that you're not Meraglim. If not, so, sayonara, kol tov. Oh. So, Vayoyim Pasukhafa, unbelievable word from Shlomo Freifeld. I just saw his. Vayoyim Ruish al Ochiv, Aval Hashem Manachnu Alachinu. We are, they start to make a little bit cheshbon nefesh. We are responsible. Hashem Manachnu Alachinu. We're responsible for our brother. Hashem Reinu Asoros Navsha. We saw the pain of his nefesh, the difficulty, the struggle of his nefesh. When he pleaded with us, we didn't listen. And therefore, the Torah came to us. So, Reb Shlomo, as it is new, but Reb Shlomo, I saw this verse, such a powerful verse. Everybody has to, of course, the Kaval the Kakash over here. Where do we find the whole Chumash that Yosef was Mishan? It doesn't bring that Yosef was Mishan with them, and he started asking and pleading with them, and it doesn't say it. So, Ipashas, you could say that that's obviously what transpired. You know, Yosef probably pleaded with them when they took him into the bar, but the Pesukim don't say anything about it. Why did the Pesukim mention it beforehand? Why did the Pesukim only mention it now? So he said a tremendous word. That sometimes, Avad Yosef pleaded with them. They wanted to just throw him into a pit. They wanted to sell him. Avad, the normal course of events, he pleaded with them. But the reason why it came out now is because only now they heard it. What an unbelievable word. They only heard it now. The screams of Yosef, they didn't hear in Lepoyan. They only heard it now. What's the pshat? Because they were so deeply involved with their shita, with their what they understood was right, their ears were clogged. They didn't hear it. Now, when they went back to remember what they did, they made a cheshbon nefesh. All of a sudden, they realized that he was hanano elayno. But till they deheard that there was something wrong in their anhaga, till they deheard that, and they went back to make a cheshbon nefesh, they didn't push it in here. The shmir was only now. That's what the Torah speaks about right now. The Torah speaks about now because now is when they heard that cry. The cry was there, but they didn't hear it then because the ears were stuffed up because they realized that he was a roidev, whatever it is. Now, when they slowly realized that Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving them some type of einish, so the ear opened up and that scream that was then, they finally went back and he was mischanan on us. Talking was mischanan. But what we want to take out from this Vara Rabbi is a tremendous Yisoy Rabbi Sai. A tremendous Vara. I just thought of another Knesset, maybe we could say also, a different Mahapur, from another Knesset, that they held his time even without his pshat, even without my shlomo's pshat, which is unbelievable to hear. What are they saying now? We're ashamed him because he was mischanin to us. I don't understand. They held they were right. They held that he was a roided. Who cares he was mischanin? Stam is a palace, even though Pshut is a mikveh. Who cares he was mischanin? They held that he was a roided, he deserved misa, so he was mischanin. Let's say a guy's supposed to be taken out to misa. So he's mischanin. So what? Rabban's very bothered by the mice also. So they're saying like this, that Zok the Svarna, I just see the Svarna, this is the Pshat I want, the Taka says Svarna. V'hainu achzorim, ha'yinu achzorim neged achinu, we were achzorim. Afu pi shech ha'shbunu l'roidev. Ha'yu lona l'rachem b'ischananoi. Even if you hold someone as a roidev for this, but when a person, there's a certain type of a different type of anhaga when somebody begs rachamim. Of course, we were achzorim then. Rachamim, when a person asks for rachamim, when a person asks for mercy, maybe they should have thought about it again. Even if they always wrote it, go redo the case, trial him again. The fact that they didn't listen to this chanan, it was an extra kind of us. That's what they're having achzorim. But as the Rabban's Noig wanted to mention over there, Firab Shleim is very geschmack. They didn't hear. They partially didn't hear. Now, this is a tremendous yisoy that you have to beg a Kodesh Baruch Hu for ears, Rabbi Sam. We ask in a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the morning that we should be able to. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu different things in the morning, Pekeach Ivrim. You have to also ask that Hashem Shalom. That's also Pekeach Ivrim. People think Pekeach Ivrim, open it. We thank Hashem for the Pasha Pshat, Pekeach Ivrim. We have to also ask that we should open our eyes and we should see right. But we also have to ask that we should be able to hear good also, Rabbi Sam. We should be able to hear good. Because many times, because we're so involved, we don't hear properly what the other person's saying. And we need ears to hear what the person's saying. We need ears to hear what they're expressing. We need ears to hear their pleas, their cries, their ruts, and to want us to understand them. And because we're so adamant, that we're so involved in our own understanding and our own mahalik, and our own derech, and the way we think it should be and we just want it to be, so meila, because of that, we don't hear. The shmir is gone. And the most important aver of a person is the shmir of us. There's a Rabbeinu Yoin who speaks about that, that if you, the Gemara Baba Kama says, Chorshoi, if you blind somebody, you pay him a certain amount, Vayayim, the Chorshoi to make kula. And the Yoin is Masbrit. The koich of shmir is such a tremendous power through which a person could mamish his whole life could be changed if he hears the word. But if he doesn't hear properly, shmir is the oifu where a person hears different chokhma, he hears different musa. If he hears it the right way, if it goes in, if he hears it properly, he can create a change. The hearing is the vehicle for the Koyach HaDibur, which is a different shmooze altogether. But what's looking for us here, Rabbi Yisrael, is tremendous. We have to elaborate on the Ina Bin Allah Haver, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no greater area, Rabbi Yisrael, that needs a tremendous bracha, Rabbi Yisrael, to daven for it, than the area of Shmir, Kapi Bin Allah Haver, communication between Ishla Haver, and even more so, Rabbi Yisrael, in the area of Ben Ishla Ishta. Communication might be the number one vehicle for Shalom Bayis. And if it's missing, Rabbi Yisrael, in the marriage. And a lot of times it's because we have a certain thing that we hold as the right thing. And we don't hear. We don't hear. We don't hear what our wives are saying. She's asking, and the taich of is not just hearing, is their hearing, is understanding of. It takes a tremendous. There's a koyach hashmiya, which is not just hearing, but it's vayishma Yisrael, mashmur shamu uba. Chayash Rebbe's famous Yisrael, mashmur shamu uba. It wasn't just hearing; it was the hearing. It was a hearing in a way that I understand. Shmiya is also a lashon understanding, right? Shma Yisrael does not mean just to hear; it means to understand. The hearing is an expression of understanding of us. And many times our wives can talk to us, and we just don't hear of us. Either we don't hear, like the B'Yosef, B'Schanan, or she's begging. You don't hear the beg, because in your mind, she's totally wrong. It's not possible. Man, I don't hear what she's saying. She's mamish pleading. She's mamish begging mercy. Never heard it. Later on, we realized maybe, said, oh, my wife Taka asked me. What the Pshai didn't hear. He was so into his own sheet that he didn't hear. But there's also hearing, and I say, and understanding. That a wife, it's very, very important, because if a person really wants to have a proper marriage, you have to not hear your wife, you have to shema, you have to understand what she's saying. A wife can ask you something, what's behind it? It's a loaded question of herself. It's a loaded question, loaded bakasha. What does that mean? The deep behind the bakasha is she's not just asking you to take out the garbage or to go to the thing. She wants to hear or to see, whether you are considerate to her needs. It's not about the bakasha so much many times. It's about the loaded question, what's behind the bakasha first. And if you don't listen carefully what your wife's really asking, like, for instance, she asks, do you think maybe you want to go for a walk tonight? So she says, Lashon, maybe. So you're not really in the mood for a walk right now. You're learning the Ksois HaChoshen. The last thing you want to do is take a walk with your wife and talk about jelly beans, Mike and Ike's, which one she likes, chewy, the sour, the very sour ones, and talk about her whole day. The last thing, but she asks only, you think you maybe want to take a walk today? You say, no, it's really cold outside. She says, fine. So you think you want to, but she just asks, maybe we should take a walk. So really deep behind the thing, she really wants to take a walk, but she knows she doesn't want to disturb your holy deep in the Ksais HaChoshen, and she doesn't want to bother you with Mike and Ike. But the Maisa, she needs the time to spend with you. It's not about the walk. She wants to get some exercise. She says, you know, I really want to get some exercise. Maybe we can do some walk. I want to get some exercise. The word exercise really means spend time with you, the gematria. Exercise, the gematria means spend time with you. I want to spend some quality time with you. If you do the gematria, that's the gematria she's saying. But she's saying in the lesson, exercise. So you say, listen, exercise, there's a treadmill machine over there. I'm going to the room to learn exercise. We're going to do exercise. But exercise is the gematria of us. If you're getting about the gematria of exercise, I want to spend time with you. Oh, that's where it's going. And she comes to the rabbi, I'm not so happy in the marriage. I'm not chazashon. What's the pshat? He doesn't hear what I'm saying. What are you talking about? I bought a new treadmill machine. Every year's one. I bought this. Sir, you don't know what the gematria is. She's pleading with you. She might be asking, but you're not hearing because you want to hear that she's asking. Maybe she wants to go out to do some exercise. So that's what the Buddha said. If a person wants to have a successful marriage, it has to be communication, it has to be understanding of each other. And the understanding is to understand what's really behind the question, the vakasha, the request, the statement. And that's very, very important. A person have a successful marriage, you really have to work on that. That is the most important. I was involved in different cases recently, and the number one problem there is no communication. Rav Sharm used to say, we don't see eye to eye, we don't sit over, they're looking with one eye. I think Luther, we don't see mouth to ear. It's not eye to eye, it's mouth to ear. So that's very, very important. By itself, this is what we have heard. It's a meridic, unbelievable story. They finally heard it. And they answered a Bond's question, why are you bringing down over here? Because until now, They didn't hear Yosef Makosha. When they finally let down their guard and they realized maybe we did something wrong, so now they heard the cry from back then. That's what Shlomo's time and heard the Gemara. They heard that there was a cry then, but it remained in the air and went into. They didn't hear it. They didn't hear it. Meaning they didn't hear it. Didn't go into. It stayed on the top, like eel on the top of the ear. And now, as soon as that block, that wall went down, the word, the Schanan Reilem went into their ears. So now they heard it. Only later. The Schanan, that is the Rabban's Kasha. Because Lo Sifu Zashom. Why did the Pasuk say it over there? The Teretz, they heard that one said there, they heard it now. It's a word. It's $1 million for this word. I read it, I said, he said it to Rabban Shechi. He was like, so this ball from the bar. From Freifeld. It's in the book. A person has to die. He said that to have ears. You should have ears. It was real ears. Hashem, my ears are very big. What do you have? Jewish ears. Whatever it is. It's not the size of the ears. It's the being able to have ears to hear Rabbi Yisrael. What the wife, what the friend, what the is saying about Yisrael. If a person wants to have a community, wants to have a proper marriage, you gotta have proper communication, but it doesn't work on them. She has to be able to hear you, you have to be able to hear her, you have to be able to communicate each other. I just spoke to someone in America, I gave it eight. I said, you know what, for now, write it down. Write down what you're feeling, write down your feelings on a paper. You can't express it with your mouth, you don't hear each other well. Write it down, children will comment on the paper for now. Because at the end of the day, you have to learn the better way to it. Some people communicate better by writing. I always tell that someone. Let's say Chas V'Shalom, it's a bad matter with a child or with Chas V'Shalom with a wife. Some of the best aids are sometimes about she's not in the mood. She don't talk to me. I don't want to hear from you right now. I'm not in a good mood. I'm upset. She slams the door and locks it. It's couch night tonight. Get the popcorn out. Benny's fine on the couch, Rabbi Yisrael. So what you can do, Rabbi Yisrael, so it's hard to communicate. You're not gonna. The ears are closed. Lo shamanu. What do you do, Rabbi? Situation. Get out that pen. Are you writing Chiddushi Torah? Ketz Mevarachim. Take out your notebook. Write a nice letter, Rabbi Yisrael, and slip it under the door. There's nothing to block. Just slipping under the door, Rabbi Yisrael. They don't know the shmuz yet. They don't put that piece of towel, wet towel, under the door. So you can slip it under the door with a little heart inside and say, I'm so sorry, I was inconsiderate, please forgive me, Rabbi Yisrael. Then you hear the door unlocking and Baruch Hashem saved another night on the couch, which is too short for your feet, and you end up sticking it over the couch. You get to sleep a nice sleep and then the bed. You send in a nice note, Rabbi Yisrael. Sometimes that's the way you communicate, but you have to know how to communicate, how to get inside, that they should hear you, Rabbi Yisrael, and you should hear them, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's how it is. But here, the story of today is such a powerful word. Sometimes things will be going on, crying, and this, and no one hears of us. You don't hear the word of us. I'm Bob Shalbai's issues. The person's not hearing the other person, they're not hearing each other. That is the biggest chasarin and downfall and pitfall of every marriage of us. And we should work on to excel in communication, that we understand exactly. Even if my wife doesn't speak, I know what she's feeling, I know what she's thinking. And the highest level of intimacy is yoda, means you know exactly what your wife's thinking, you know exactly where she's holding, you know exactly what makes her happy, what she wants, what her needs, and she understands your needs. We work together in unison, Rabbi Yisrael. This is mamish ish v'ish shkina shruya b'neim, b'zorcha to that mile, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be zorcha to understand, hear our wives, hear us, b'zorcha to the matzav of shkina shruya b'neim.